It is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to this week's edition of Heartline. Heartline is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Ken Adams. We, as always, appreciate the efforts that you put into making our conversation a radio program, Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home here in beautiful downtown Fresno. And my voice is a little husky this morning. I'm jet-lagged. Just got back from other parts of the world and glad to be here and back in the saddle. Jerry, you are the head of all things Evangel Home, and we have a guest today with us. And I'm going to ask you to do the introductions, and then we'll find out a little bit more about this sweet lady God has sent to Evangel Home.
Okay, thank you. And I sort of want to dovetail in your introduction. You mentioned beautiful downtown Fresno, and you used to say that with kind of a smile and a wink, but now you're saying it, and I think it's coming true. There's a lot of energy and good stuff happening downtown. And, you know, for several years, Jim, I've joked about Evangel Home someday will be the cool shelter because we'll be in the cool part of town. I think that's happening, too. Huh. So that's just sort of my way of connecting with your introduction. And our guest today is now in what will someday be the cool part of town. And she's been in a few different places the last few years as she coped with stuff in her life. And ending up here, of course, is never anybody's plan. But the way Sarah has ended up here, I think is, I love her attitude that she's very humble and she's eager just to see what she can learn in this phase of her adventure. We interviewed her last week for the Crossroads program. She's currently in the crisis home. We interviewed her for Crossroads, and that's a multi-week process that the gals go through, as opposed to when they come in the crisis home. We try to take almost anybody unless, you know, there's a few reasons we won't. They don't have to do a whole lot to be accepted. They have to work a little harder to stay. But then to get into Crossroads, they go through a process, which Sarah maybe can talk about. And part of that process is an interview in this office with myself, with Ruby, with a woman currently in the program, and with another staff member. So less than a week ago, Sarah sat over there in that fancy kind of orange chair. And I point that out because it is in my office, and it is where the gals being interviewed end up sitting. But it's also where the graduates sit. And that came to me real strongly while I was praying for our meeting last week. Just to see someone like Sarah at an interview sitting in that chair, I know, nervous and wondering, you know, what we're going to do to tear her apart, and can she answer the questions correctly? And she has no idea where we're going. But just to see her there and then to imagine someone sitting in that chair at graduation is like, to me, that's what I'm here for. That's what makes my life so meaningful. So Sarah is the latest person to be in the chair as an interviewed person, and she was accepted into Crossroads. She hasn't moved over yet because her apartment, we're trying to get her an apartment that has a bathtub. She has a little guy, and it's so much easier for them to have a bathtub. That apartment wasn't quite ready yet, so that's what we're working on. And in the meantime, she's in the crisis home.
Well, that's pretty exciting because we've talked many times about the process of being accepted into the Crossroads program. And one of the primary criterion is a desire for change, a passion to say, that wasn't working, I want to be different. So is that what's going through your mind, Sarah?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I had a couple hard things happen in my life, and I didn't really cope well. I found myself starting things and then not finishing and uprooting my son to different places and just trying to move forward. I had a divorce happen that I couldn't change that person and keep him in the marriage, and I took that as rejection. And then when my mother died, even though she went to be with the Lord, that abandonment right after just made me feel like I didn't know how to plan my life and go from there. And so even though I was born and raised in the church, I found myself trying to look for other relationships but my prime relationship with God to heal me. And I just thank God for Evangel Home, because sometimes you can be a good networker and keep in touch with people and let them know your needs, but inevitably we have to do the work ourselves. And so I kept thinking, if I can just get a job, if I can just get the job and the housing and I can provide for Benjamin, then I can be fine. But there were really some hurts and wounds and lies and messages that I had believed internally that I needed to work on and come back to the Lord and start from that foundation. Because the external stuff, the external, I feel like a lot of times success is, you know, having housing, having a job, that's all great. But if on the inside you're still believing things that aren't true, you're still not coping well, then it's not going to work out. And so coming through the doors of Evangel Home was like humbly admitting, okay, what I was doing wasn't working. So let me start from the inside, and then in God's timing, let's start with the scaffolding first before I start to build the house myself.
Okay, are we done?
I can't say it any better. You know, one of the things she said that really just ignited something in me, too, is I know Sarah has felt like a failure. And I realize, Jim, everyone who comes through the door feels like that, except we don't see any failures. Mm-hmm. When they come to us, they're not a failure. To us, they're taking a step in the right direction.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of exciting. There, well, I'll put a sign out there beside the no soliciting sign. It says, yeah. No failures.
So now, did you have any kind of substance abuse background or?
No, I don't have any history with like using drugs or alcohol. For me, it was just putting either a romantic relationship there to try to be the Band-Aid. Things like that. I've also dealt with depression in the past too.
How did you hear about Evangel Home, and why did you decide that was the appropriate thing to do?
You know, I'd heard of Evangel Home growing up at Northside Christian Church because Northside supported Evangel Home. And then when I was at Fresno State and looking for community service hours and a place to do that, I actually volunteered here with Joyce. And I just remember just thinking what a wonderful service Evangel Home did. And when I was looking to come back to the Fresno area, I really wanted to be in a Christian environment. And when I went on the website and saw everything that was offered, especially in contrast to a program that I had tried in the Sacramento area, it just felt like it was much more for the healing, the inner healing and the spiritual health, and more of a community-based environment. And so I just came here for that.
So you had been here as a volunteer in the past.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
I was with Joyce and just helping with donations. I remember sorting through clothes in the basement and then just trying to help her because there are so many wonderful donors, and she was kind of overwhelmed with all the clothes. So I just came and whatever Joyce wanted me to do, really.
Okay. Joyce Williams, the coordinator of the all the volunteers here, and significant numbers of them, thankfully, to get things put together here at Evangel Home. What? How's it been relationally with the other women? Is that helpful, or do you feel like you're the mentor or the mentee, or where does that all sort itself out?
You know what? I think there's an environment where we can learn from each other. I'm really thankful for the other women in the home, in the crisis home, and the women in the garden, because I feel like I'm in a place where I can learn from where God has brought them and their encouragement, and then also there are times where I can encourage them. And I think also the staff here are really good resources because some of them also are willing to share their testimony and say, you know, you might feel like Jerry was saying, you might feel like a failure, that God can't bring you farther, but this is where he brought me from. Mm-hmm. And they're always willing to pray and encourage us. So I think it's a little bit of both. It's that iron sharpens iron. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some days where one of us might be having a bad day, and just a smile or a prayer or a word mm-hmm. of encouragement is really, really helpful. So I think it's a give and take type community here.
So well stated, in my opinion. I agree. What do you have any expectations of the next 9 months?
You know, I really just I expect to really just have a change, to be I have to have the attitude that's willing to change mm-hmm. and just see myself as a work in progress. I think it's going to be good being in a community of other women, getting that stability to where Benjamin knows where he's going and what he's doing. And I'm really going to take on the classes like a job because mm-hmm. it's really like you know, it's working on yourself is a job and committing to that. But I'm looking forward to more peace and just health. You know, I know it's going to be a struggle too, because those growing pains are necessary. But that I'll come to find more out about myself, and that I'll also have a firmer foundation for the future.
Jerry.
I think Sarah, again, she's a firstborn. She's tall.
Yes.
She's a basketball player. She's a leader. Yeah. She's not a leader just because she's tall, but that's the persona that she came in here with. That was what she grew up with, I think, expecting of herself, being those expectations from other people, is that she would be a leader. And I think when you ask her what she expects, I kind of want to see Sarah circle back to a time in her life where she liked who she was, whether it was a leader or not, I don't know. Because I think that'll be the point where she gets healthy again. Like she said, she was raised in the church. She was raised with good folks.
Yes, definitely.
But at some point, there was an intersection that kind of went a different way. So I see that expectation, for me anyway, is for her to get back to that moment when there was a point in her life when she really liked who she was, I think.
One of the questions I like to ask and do most of the times when we interview residents here is, if there's somebody out there that God has sent to the radio today, as this is aired, who is where you were, what do you tell that person?
I would just tell that person not to think that you're a failure, and to really look for what they need from the Lord and not be afraid to ask it, and to search out places like Evangel Home, and to just humbly say, you know, I need help, to reach out to the people in their lives, and if there aren't, then to come to Evangel Home and to see it as a new beginning and to really search their heart and see if those hurts go deeper.
Did you finish your education, and do you have a work history?
Yeah, I did finish. I got my Bachelor's of Science in Child Development from Fresno State, so I got that degree. And then I've worked in preschools before, and I've worked also doing in-home intervention with children on the autistic spectrum. So I'm hoping, depending on what the Lord wants down the road, to maybe get another degree for credentialing and maybe teach special ed and potentially coach sports.
Wonderful. And we're out of time. What a delight. Thank you, Sarah. So nice to chat with you and hear where you are and what your where you are in your expectations and your relationship with God, getting all renewed as a foundation, because it is ground zero. Jerry, we don't have time for any more. Ken, it's
goodbye.
Your turn. Goodbye. Thanks for making this into Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home in Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714 or online evangelhome.org. Join us again next time for The Adventure, the radio adventure on Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.